Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
King Kong.
King Kong.
Joe Tucker. I was just mentioning you, Betty Jo. Oh, you're gone, Betty Jo. You were there and you're gone. I'll wait till she comes back. But always fun. Have a little comedy. Quiet in the chat room. I'll have a little comedy. Here we go from Jeannie Robertson. Here we go.
All right, and the point is to look for the humor around us every day. Left Brain and I wound up in Nanaimo, Canada, about a year ago. We had 5 hours to kill before we took the ferry. We went straight to the Visitors Bureau, and I said, we've got a rental car for 5 more hours. Young woman sitting there, you know, young, these wonderful, smart Elon students here, and they know I don't really talking about them. This was another caliber person here. Sitting right there, and I said, what would you suggest that we do for 5 hours? And she said, well, pulled out some flyers and some brochures, and she said, oh, I know what, pointed to the map and said, if you'll go back to the terminal ferry area right down the street and go south for 13 kilometers, you'll come to the Nanaimo River, named after the town. I said, all right. She said, and just go a little further, and you'll find the Nanaimo Man-Made Bridge. I said, named after the town and the river. She said, that's right. And if you'll go out there right now, you can bungee jump. Have you ever wanted to take a young person's face in your hands and say lovingly, are you in there? Are you in there? Look at us. Just look at us. Left Brain at that time was 68 years old. Thin, solid white hair, also thin. I was 62 years old, not as thin as I once was, and my hair is Clairol Tweed number 14. We don't look like we would bungee jump. But I knew that Left Brain didn't know what she was talking about. Because when you've been married a long time, you know who the other one knows, what they know. I think we know those, but you don't know those people. I'm telling you that. You don't know those people. So I said, do you know what she's talking about? Left Brain said, I'm not sure I do. What she wants us to do, honey, go out to that river and get on that bridge and put on some kind of boots with ropes and things on them. And then when we're secure, we go to the edge of that bridge and we hurl our body off that and we hang upside down. She said 140 feet. Thank you. We're going to drop 140 feet and we're going to hang there until somebody reels us up. Left Brain said, I can't do that. My teeth will fall out. A well-intended said, oh, no, sir, there's somebody up on the bridge, and before you jump, they'll always have the people take out their hearing aids and their teeth. And their... Beam me up, Scotty. Wait a minute. Just wait a minute. How many people do you have that come out there, and before they jump, first have to put their teeth and their hearing aids in? What do you say? Put your 3-prong walker against a tree? Well, she was almost defensive, and she because we were laughing, and she said, well, you get your money's worth because you do a whole lot more than just hang there. She said, because when you pop, that bungee cord springs you way over here and then over here, and it's like a pendulum. You go back and... It's a ride, she said, until finally you stop, so you get your money's worth. Left Brain said, I'll tell you what, I don't want to do it, honey, but we got to go out there and see it. And when she heard see it, her eyes got as big as plates. She said, oh, if you just want to see it, you should come back the weekend after Valentine's Day. That's when they raise money for charities. and people jump in the nude. Left Brain said, what'd she say? Naked. She wants us to jump naked. In Canada in February, we're going to come up here and jump naked. We started laughing so much about it. I said, wait a minute, left brain. We're missing the whole boat here. This might be a good thing. With all the sagging areas on our bodies, if we could hang there long enough naked, we might could knock a few things back in place. And he said, no, we can't do that because of that swinging part. With all the sagging areas on our body, we're liable to start rolling and slap ourselves silly. We could barely get out of the building. We got outside and left Frank just as serious. Oh, honey, I love you so much, but you were just as serious. You said, I'll tell you, I do want to ride out there and see it, but I'll guarantee you, you're never going to get me to spongy jump. Right there is where I laughed so hard my water broke and I wasn't even pregnant.
George Bettinger's Mom and Pop Shop. Can I help you?
Georgie, you must help me.
Count Dracula.
Help me, Georgie.
What is it, Drac?
I must have the record I ordered. I'll go bats if I don't get it now.
Oh, well, let's see, Count. I have a whole bunch of records that just came in. You know, I've been getting a lot of orders. Let's see. Is it Tub Thumping by Chumbawamba?
No, that's not it.
No, it's not that. How about No Money, No Problem by Feet, Puff, Daddy, and Mace? Not that either. Okay, Drek, wait. I have one more here. Ah, here it is. I'm in the Mood for Blood by the Plasmatics.
Yes, that is. I'm in the Mood for Blood simply because you're near me.
Well, come on down, Count. It's waiting for you. It's right here in the store.
George, I can't come now. The sun, you know.
Well, wear a block.
Hello, Raiden, Georgie. I need more bazooka with the comic in the middle.
Hey, Jerome, would you like to make a delivery for me?
Oh, joy, it would be a pleasure. I mean, I'd proudly go.
Count, you'll have it there in 10 minutes.
Thank you, Georgie. Let's go out for a bite.
Jerome, take this record to Count Dracula's castle.
I'll run right away. I'll be happy. Count Dracula, you mean the monster with the scary point with the cape? Boy, I don't.
Jerome, if you do this for me, I'll give you 12 bazookas on the house.
Hello, I'm here to see the Count Reitenheimen's diamond. Oh, please come in. I'll show you to the Count right now.
Ah, Jerome, what brings you here?
A bicycle, but I left it outside. I brought you the record album disc type thing you wanted.
Ah, wonderful. Here, Igor. Go put it on the turntable.
Boy, what a castle-type house. Look at this. Wow, what a place here.
These are all priceless antiques, Jerome. They have been in my family for 50 generations. This. Jerome, what are you doing?
Look, Drek, this will be the biggest bubble, the biggest, largest mammal baby you've ever seen.
No, wait. My crystal, my bric-a-brac, my veg wood. Wait a minute. Oh, Jerome, you had me scared.
I scared you, Mason Hyman. Don't be a nervous, Drek. I'm a professional. Imagine a spooky guy like that being frightened by me. Oh, wait a minute, I forgot to say goodbye.
Oy vey. That kid gets no tip.
Help me.
Igor, stop playing now.
That was George Bettinger. Oh, funny guy. Every day at 4 p.m. you can listen to George. He's got a great show. Funny man, Mr. Red M&M. That's him. Yeah, the Mom and Pop Shop. Facebook him, and then you'll know when the show's coming on. Facebook the Mom and Pop Shop. And you can also get his CD. CD, have a little comedy. Have a little Jackie Martlin and some joking.
Guy with a Doberman Pinscher says to a guy with a Chihuahua, let's go to the restaurant over there and get something to eat. The guy with the Chihuahua says, we can't get in there. We got our dogs with us. Now, Doberman Pinscher says, follow my lead. They go over to the restaurant. Before he walks in, the guy with the Doberman pincher puts on a pair of dark glasses. He goes to walk in. The guy at the door says, "I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed." He says, "You don't understand. This is my Shanghai dog." The guy at the door says, "A Doberman pincher?" He says, "Yes, well, they're using them now. They're excellent." "All right, come on in." So the guy with Chihuahua puts on a pair of dark glasses. He's walking up to the door. The guy says, "I'm sorry, sir, no pets allowed." He says, "You don't understand. This is my Shanghai dog." The guy at the door says, "A Chihuahua?" He says, "They gave me a Chihuahua?" Six guys are carrying a casket out of church in the middle of winter. All of a sudden, the lead guy slips on the ice. The casket gets away. It goes down the stairs, down the road, through an intersection in the middle of town, leaps over a curb, smashes through a drugstore door, slams into the counter. The lid pops open, and the stiff sits up. The druggist says, "Can I help you?" The stiff says, "Yeah, could you please give me something to stop this coughing?" Sorry, you like folk songs? Puff the Magic Dragon.
That was Jackie Martling. Very funny guy. Very funny guy. My friend George Bettinger is back in the room. I love George. George has great voices. Let's hear some of them now.
Hey, Carly, you imbecile. What took you so long? Oh, it's a coffee fit. Hey, there's a place. George Bettinger's mom and pop shop. Come on, kid, I'll get you a cup of coffee. Can I help you fellas?
Move! Coffee, quick! Oh, I don't believe it. Los tres chiflados.
Hey, mister, get my friend a cup of coffee, quick. Okay, sure. Would you like a regular? No, Kenya. Kenya? No. Make it Sumatra. I got you under my skin. Not Sinatra, you idiot. Sumatra. We just have plain old coffee. What? No kosher coffee? You know, a glatte latte. Yuck, yuck, yuck. How about a slappuccino? Thanks, Mo. I needed that. Anytime, biped.
Oy, que bruto.
Hiya, Tuts.
Who are you calling Tuts Cuball?
Take it easy, little girl. Whenever he has coffee, he gets a little bit excited. Yeah, let's dance. Double hano, huna, hatasina, macarena. Bop to the bop to the bop to the vena. Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, yeah, you order and a bag of chips, chubby. Yo, Jorge, thanks for the chuckles.
Minnie, wait a minute. Are you paying for these, or is this going to be another Tuesday deal?
Aight, Georgie, I'm buying.
Oh, it's Minnie the Moocher. Yuck, yuck, yuck.
That's it, homie.
Let's get out of here, kid.
Yeah, I don't know why the sound keeps going out, George. That was George Bettinger. He's also in the chat room. I don't know. Take a moment and refresh. Maybe that'll do it. Complain. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to play more, too. George is very funny and very nostalgic. Very mom-and-pop shop every day at 4 p.m. Check him out and Facebook friend him. If you join his Facebook, then you'll know when it's coming on. Speaking of nostalgia...
Reasons to Edgar Billiak as Santa for Davis, if you vote for me.
Elect us as president, and it's smart thing you've done. You're getting two heads for the price of one.
Popeye, there, hooey is a lot of phooey. What this country needs is a woman's touch. Now, if I were president...
The people's church. What could be worse? If she was president.
Yes, if I were president. If I were president. If I were president. There'd be at least 10 months. month of June for folks to spend their honeymoon, and night winds all would have the sweetest scent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, silkworms in every house would grow, and they would all be on the go in case there was a stocking accident. If I were president, there'd be lampposts like you've never seen, and streets would all be spotless clean. If I were president, if I were president, I'd have a cure that would work right for those who couldn't sleep at night. The time they stayed awake would be well spent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, the dogs whose habits all are strange would undergo a brand new change, and all day ice cream cone would cost a cent. If I were president, if I were president, if I were president, each bus would have a smoother run with lots of seats for everyone. Apartments once again would be for rent. If I were president, there would be no wrangling anymore, or drumsticks that fell sharp before. If I were president, if I were president, I'd pick up feminine morale and get a man for every gal. More holidays would get my strong consent. If I were president.
Joe Tucker's got a great show Tuesday on Movie Attic Headquarters. She'll be featuring German filmmaker Daniel Stamm. He'll discuss his experience as a director, screenwriter, and editor. Daniel's first feature film, A Necessary Death, explored suicide in a unique way and won the Audience Award and Best Feature Award at the AFI Film Festival in 2008. The Last Exorcism, his second feature, was nominated for People's Choice Award, two Independent Spirits Awards, and MTV Movie Award. Wow, very good. That's Movie Attic Headquarters at 4 p.m. Yeah, that's interesting. The Spirit Award is actually, that's a good award. A lot of films that would go unnoticed get that, and a lot of movie stars star in the films that they nominate. They're usually independent films and little known, but they're pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. That's Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, and that's every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Oh, what do we got there? She was Betty Boop, too. Oh, really, George? You know everything. George just knows everything. He does. He's so smart. Listen to him on the Mom and Pop Shop every day at 4 p.m., the magic hour, the Mom and Pop Shop. And he's got such great guests, and so many celebrities pop in and out of his show. And he's got all the comedy going on, and Betty Jo's got all the drama on Movie Attic Headquarters, and a fun show. And speaking of funny, all right, here's a little movie parody I did a couple of years back. Let's see if you can guess the movie, guys.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain and Hellcats of the Navy, some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda. Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
You got it, that Betty Jo Tucker is the winner. That is from Rebecca. I always thought when I saw that movie, I love the part of Denny. Denny was just so scary in so many ways. And I just loved her in the movie. And I thought, what? Nobody ever did, like, if Denny did the movie and made it all about her. I love that. Hey, here's a little funny song. I love this funny song. And let's see if you can guess the show that it aired on.
Everyone knows the most delicious part of the muffin is the top. The muffin top is all that whole grain low fat. I know you want a piece of that, but I just want a dance. Just checking out my sweet hips, my sugar-coated berry lips. I know you want to get with this, but I'm just here to dance. Back up off of me. Bakery. Boys, I want my cake for free.
Does she know we went off the air 2 minutes ago?
No, she doesn't.
Oh, that was quick. That's just a little sample. I don't know. Did you remember that? What that was from? Okay, my muffin top. Great song. Let's see. What's going on here? Betty Jo Tucker. Hello, guest 813 in the house. Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Movies. Speaking of movies, here's one.
When I was a little girl, my Spanish grandmother would take me to see these Spanish horror films, made even more horrific by the fact I didn't speak Spanish. But I always knew who the villain in the film was. Oh, yeah. She was that skinny little woman, all dressed in black, her hair always in a bun. In her hand, she'd be holding a mysterious box and be standing at the top of a tall, winding staircase. At the bottom of the staircase would always be some beautiful young woman who'd say something like,
Hola, ¿dónde está mi esposo?
And the woman at the top of the staircase would say, Tu esposo está aquí. She'd open the box, inside of it a man's head. Ayúdame, ayúdame. The head would fall out of the box, bounce down the stairs, boom, 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 land at the woman's feet. She'd go, ah! The woman at the top of the stairs would go, ha, 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 ha. And that was every film I saw over and over again as a child.
Betty Jo, yes, Spanish horror films. I used to watch them as a child. They're very scary. Betty Jo Tucker on Movie Attic Headquarters. You can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/movieatticheadquarters. Thank you, guests 821 and 823, for joining us now. We're having fun. Have a little Mr. Carrozza from the Pepsi.
After Mass, just last Sunday, my sweetie pie and I went out to eat. We each ordered a pierogi, four potato, two cheese, and two meat. Hers was gone within. And still had two. Her eyes were full of love and hunger. So I asked, what would you do? She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She packs them in like no one else does. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She's twice the girl that she once was. I had two surviving pierogies on my dish, wearing cute little onions like a vest. It looked better than I could ever wish, and could lead to cardiac arrest. My mouth was drooling and my taste buds were bursting from the smell of pork. But my baby yearned for my two pierogies, so I pushed them on her plate with my fork. She's my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl, my Polish ray of hope, a living dream. Yes, my ten pierogi girl, my ten pierogi girl. She goes good with a spoon of sour cream. She smiled when she finished, what a date. Lots of love went into that meal. Our hearts and our stomachs did inflate, and the gravy on my shirt did congeal. Don't be stingy when it comes to your loved ones. Give give them everything you've got without fear. Laugh and give thanks that you found her while you watch your pierogies disappear. She's my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. She eats them fast and doesn't ever gag. Yes, my 10 pierogi girl, my 10 pierogi girl. I'll never need a doggy bag. I'll never need a doggy bag.
I was born in England, and I left at a very early age because I knew there was very little chance of me becoming king.
I was born in Elsham. The house is still there. It's true. The house is still there. And it was bombed during the war by the RAF. I was born in London and came to America. My father came over a year ahead, and he was a stonemason and worked on this church, and then said, you got to all come. So the six brothers, one was born here. We all got on the boat, and we had a lot of fun. Had a lot of fun playing with the cattle and everything. When we got to Ellis Island, I ran all over the place. I wouldn't let them vaccinate me. I didn't want them to put that needle in. I didn't want that. And I ran all over the place. I must have been 3 years old or something. But they finally got to me.
Oh, what happened there? I'm having gremlins in my room as well. Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters also listening in, and guest 821 and 823. Thank you for joining us. That is strange. It's cutting off. That's scary, Betty Jo. Very scary. I wonder what's with this Friday. It's not the 13th, is it? I don't know, Betty Jo, but I'm affrightened. Affrightened, I tell you. This is Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. Not quite sure what's going on here, but let's still keep having some fun. How about that?
Today's well-dressed working woman is expected to balance her hectic business schedule with her equally busy social itineraries. A Fortune 500 dynamo one moment, a charming corporate hostess the next. In a company-eat-company world, any advantage she can gain over her male peers is important. The office is not the only business battleground. It is well known that many victories take place in the corporate social arena. Today's socially savvy warrior must utilize all her mental and physical resources. It's not enough to just know the proper table etiquette. She must also know the current trends, such as what power colors to wear after six, and who to talk to and who to ignore. She must be alert and on her toes to gain any advantage over her business peers, no matter how unusual the client's request. In some extreme circumstances, she may even be called upon to dance the lambada. When dancing the corporate lambada, there are rules one must follow. Rule 1, make contact with your partner. Rule 2, lead without leading. Remember, a merger is more fun when you have inside information. Rule 3, dance to win. And step, and step, and hit, and hip, and clench, headlock, and dominate. And sway, and glide, and sway, and influence. Kick back, kick front, dip in, and power play, power play. Apply negative pressure. Insert positive power. Use leverage, hold tight. Liquidate all night, and feel the crunch. And power lunch, power lunch. Buy low, sell high, sell smarter. You're doing the corporate lambada. Backstab, extort, indict ya. You're doing the executive lambada. Shake in, shake out your chakra. You're doing the Nancy lambada. Arbitrage!
Whee! Okay, you can see me July 17th. I'll be at the Broadway Comedy Club performing in Ladies of Laughter. Make your reservations now to see Nancy Lombardo in Ladies of Laughter. So we're almost out of time. Why don't we go on with a little scat crazy scat. This is Nancy Lombardo, Comedy Concepts, Blog Talk Radio. July 17th, I'll be in Ladies of Laughter. Bye. The Broadway Comedy Club. And here we go, a little scat our way out of here.
I once dreamed of being chased through a dollhouse by a white lobster that wore glitter and spoke with a French accent. Now, what this meant, I'll never know. But I do know if I told anybody, I'd be labeled a lunatic. And labeled wrong unless it's for the public good. Let's say you're at a party, and you can take out a labeling gun and start tagging people like they do in Wild Kingdom. Wacko. Loser. You're so friendly. That would really be good. But not too friendly like the guys in the office, or your boss who's really nice. Except in an earthquake, you'd really be thinking, he's old. He's slow. I can beat him to the Georgia. Oh, yeah. LA's a jammed up situation. I have enough faults, I wouldn't purposely build my home over one. The one time I was naive enough to think that generic food was for the elderly. It made sense to me at the time. All those big black and white labels. There's a difference between generic and geriatric. Boy, did I feel foolish. Not to be confused with that. But I do think they have a lot to do with each other. Since men tend to do a lot of thinking from that area. What all this has to do with nothing is, don't you know? How my brain works and connects things. Like so. So anytime you think I'm crazy, you're probably right.